Well, good afternoon. Well, it's great to see the energy here at this conference. The AIDS movement has achieved a lot, and it's important that we collect together and think about where we go from here. I want to thank President Clinton for the inspiring message he delivered this morning. There's no doubt that we've got challenges, no doubt that certainly in the spirit of what's been said here, that there is an obligation to do even more. The world has made amazing progress in the fight against HIV. Yet in these economic times, it's tough. We're not seeing the increases that we had in the past. The turbulence has driven up government deficits, and many countries have responded by freezing or even reducing their investments in global health. We have to do everything we can to change that. But as we face that challenge, we don't have to let that define our time. I'm here today because when it comes to this fight, the fight against AIDS, I'm still very much an optimist. This decade saw remarkable progress. We all celebrate the 5 million people receiving antiretroviral treatment, up from just 500,000 just 6 years ago. We all celebrate that since 2001, the rate of infection has fallen 17%. It's not enough, but it's certainly a move in the right direction. The people here, your energy, your invention, your new tools made this progress possible. The community workers and clinicians drove prevention campaigns. The advocates argued for more funding, and the world responded by adding money to this cause faster than any other health problem in history. The Global Fund has been a great vehicle for making sure that these funds go to the people who have the greatest need. So this movement has overcome huge obstacles. 2 decades ago, skeptics said, "We can't make drugs to treat a virus." But you persisted, and now they do. Then skeptics said, when we make drugs, we can't make them cheap enough. But you kept pushing, and now they do. Then the skeptics said, we can make the drugs cheaply, but we don't know whether people will stick to the regimens. And when you insisted, it was tried, and now they know that they do. Today, skeptics look at the struggling economy and say that we can't beat AIDS because of these financial limitations. We will lose the fight against AIDS because of these limitations. I agree with the skeptics that these are tough economic times. Right now, there isn't enough money to simply treat our way out of the epidemic. So if we keep spending our resources in exactly the same way we do today, we'll fall further behind in our ability to treat everyone. That's why I want to talk today that even as we advocate for more funding, we can do more to get the most benefit from each dollar of funding and every ounce of effort. If we push for a new focus on efficiency in both treatment and prevention, and we continue to innovate to create new tools, we can drive down the number of infections dramatically and start writing the story of the end of AIDS. Our first task is to scale up the prevention efforts that are cheap, effective, and easy to apply. Some of these, like male circumcision and preventing mother-to-child transmission, are so cheap and effective that it is more expensive not to pursue them. Immediately, you not only get the humanitarian benefit, but an overall reduction of cost to the health system. For example, in a single month last year, in Kenya, 36,000 men were circumcised, and this cost $1.4 million. If these men had not been circumcised, and later some of them became infected with HIV at the prevailing rate for uncircumcised males in that country, treating them would have cost